The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, Andy Holding here, taking a look at Dundalk's 8-race programme on Friday, March the 10th, on this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. The highlight of which comes up in the shape of the 8:30 over a mile and a half, in which many of the best middle distance handicappers once again lock horns in what should turn out to be a fascinating affair. Before that, plenty of other good solid handicaps and maidens alike to get our teeth stuck into, so hopefully we should have a decent night at what the locals call Fun Dork, and I can certainly see why.
Race 1.
Right, we begin at 5:30 with a 7-furlong maiden. Not a particularly strong race on paper, but the one I quite like here is Hailstone from the Paddy Prendergast stable. This horse certainly deserves to get its head in front on the basis of its overall form, and if it can run to the level that he achieved two starts ago when finishing second to She's a Diesel, who's gone on to win subsequently, then that form should be good enough to win this race. Indeed, the third horse has won some since as well, Circus Ring. I certainly respect the likes of Steely Eyed, who were back in the field that day, and in particular Ken Condon's Magnification, who I tipped a few times towards the back end of the last term on the all-weather. Apart from that, there doesn't appear to be too many other strong contenders in the race. So hopefully with a decent break and a good track position this time out, with Smullen on board, Hailstone can get his just rewards in the opener.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, which is a 6-furlong handicap, the first of the two divisions. A wide open race it is as well, around about a 3-1 the field race this morning. Times in Anatevka comes in here in the best possible shape, having won a couple of races at Wolverhampton recently. Her time figures have been very good. The only slight question mark I have with her is that she's trying 6 furlongs. And for my mind, she's definitely better over the minimum trip. Therefore, I'm probably going to concentrate on Strategic Heights and Red All-Star. Now, these two have locked horns on quite a few occasions in recent times, and on both occasions, John Fiend's Charge has come out on top. He could have done with a slightly better draw tonight in stall number 11, but he has got Kevin Manning on board, so that should overcome that slight negative. And on the time figures, Strategic Heights is the most solid and consistent performer amongst this field. Indeed, the run before when he chased our jock, who was a little bit of a revitalised character that evening, also reads well on paper. A little bit of money this morning for Burren View Lady makes that horse interesting, now dropping back in trip from a good draw. But I'm going to stick with Strategic Heights. He's consistent as anything, and hopefully he can get his just rewards for a couple of good runs of late.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3 then, which is the other division of the 6-furlong handicap. Around about 11-2 the field this morning, which shows you the complexity of this handicap. I'd certainly be looking to be against our jock for a start off. Not only does this horse win very infrequently, but he's got the coffin box draw right under the outside in stall number 14, so that's probably worth up to £7 to £10 disadvantage before we even start. Tennessee Waltz, I can see why Connections are thinking of dropping this fella back, because he's shown bright speed in his last couple of races over 7 furlongs and a mile respectively. Last time out, he didn't quite see the mile out when he was just nutted late on by War Room. So dropping back to this trip should, in theory, benefit his chances here tonight. Alan's Pride has been a horse that I've been tipping quite recently, and albeit he comes out really well in the speed figures, he has, to be fair, just been a slightly disappointing horse since winning three starts ago. So I'm going to go with Cappadocia here from the John Fiend stable. Albeit this horse got well beat the other day in a Dundalk Claimer over 6 furlongs. To be fair, it was a decent time figure and the horse was drawn particularly badly, which meant it wasn't in the best possible position turning for home. But if he can return to the form that he showed the time before when he was running up behind Guanahara Bay in a really good time figure race, of course he had Alan's Pride in behind him that night, then odds of around about 10-11-1 this morning do make plenty of appeal for this 7-year-old, who is now better drawn tonight in stall number 3. So Cappadocia each way is the choice there in race number 3.
race four.
On to race four then, and this doesn't look a particularly strong maiden for the track standards. Therefore, it should turn out to be a straight fight between those that took part in that a similar race to this on the 17th of February. And on that occasion, Mickey Halford's Allography came out on top, beating Sir Danilo and Memorial Rose, who was back in fifth. I thought Allography did really well on that occasion. To pretty much see it out from the front until nutted late on by Joseph O'Brien's very smart newcomer, Remember the Days. But as the pair pull well clear of the field, including Sir Danilo, who of course was well drawn on that occasion in stall number one, I think he'll uphold the form. So therefore, if there's going to be a slight reversal of the form, then it might well come from Memorial Rose, who shaped encouragingly in behind the speed in finishing fifth. I said there's been a little bit of money this morning for Dermot Wells Chard, so she clearly has come on for the run after that initial outing. But I'm going to stick with Allography. He's got more experience than these, and of course, once again, he's been very well drawn in stall number two with a forceful front-running ride, very much in the offing.
Race five.
On to race number five then, which comes up at 7:30. It's a mile apprentice handicap, and the one that stands out here on the early morning prices is this Gold Eliza from the rampant Damien English stable. Now, Damien has done another remarkable job with several of his inmates so far this winter, most notably Red Avenger and, of course, Geological, who's been flying the flag for this barn right since the start of the campaign back in October. And he could have another potentially well-handicapped horse on his hands here with this filly by Pivotal, albeit she hasn't shown much in quite a few starts for previous connections. She's now dropping back to a distance which is probably more in keeping with her overall profile, and off a mark of 52, she is very much respected. But I'm going to have to stick with the tried and trusted formula of going with an in-form horse. So I'm going to go with Try Again from the Paul Flynn stable to perhaps go close to completing the hat-trick here. His winning run started two starts ago, back on the 6th of January, when he showed good tenacity to hold off the late-finishing Armaniki Nico. Once again, he was very tough down the lane here last time out when he had a whole host of horses gnawing away at him in the final two furlongs, but he kept them all at bay and he stuck his head out. And in the end, I thought he was full value for his half-a-length winning margin. Of course, he wore the first-time hood on that occasion, which seemed to help. And he should uphold the form, technically speaking, with his old rival, Purple Party, who looks the other obvious each-way alternative to the front two in the market. But Try Again, well-drawn, real tough horse down the lane is the choice there in the fifth.
Race number six.
On to race number six then, coming up as a conditions race over a mile. I'm prepared to overlook the last two runs from Red Avenger because there has been slightly mitigating circumstances why he hasn't performed up to his best. If you go back to that run two starts ago, he completely fluffed the start when he got upset in the stalls and he literally jumped in the air and lost all chance of winning in the opening strides. Last time out, Connections experimented with a mile and a quarter, which patently didn't work. But if you go back to when he was in really good form early on in the campaign, when he rattled off a quick hat-trick, beating some very, very good horses over this trip, his time figures also suggest he's very much the one to beat, then he's definitely got a chance of regaining the winning thread at the main expense of the likes of Texas Rock, of course, another story. But the only problem with those two is that they're coming back off long layoffs, so we just don't know where we stand with them. So Red Avenger, hopefully if he breaks cleanly, can get back on track there in race number six.
Race seven.
On to the penultimate contest, and this by a country mile is the most competitive and eagerly awaited race on the card. Quite a few of these have been running to a very, very high standard throughout the winter. None more so than Song of Love, who's been a credit to Connections in recent times. On a few occasions, he hasn't had the race run to suit, but when he does, he's fairly dynamic in this kind of event, as he proved on his last start when he beat most of these runners here tonight with a power pack finished from the back of the field. And that's pretty much how he has to be ridden. Wayne Lorden, who's on tonight, of course, who rode him last time out, We'll sit chilly out the back and just hope for the breaks in the home straight, because this horse has got a useful turn of foot for a horse of his grade in the home straight. He's a really big unit as well. It wouldn't surprise me if this horse continues his improvement throughout the summer when he gets on the grass, because he is a nice physical specimen. Obviously, horses such as Duchess of Florence, Brocopondo, Specific Gravity, and to a point Political Policy all have to be respected, because on their day they can run to very good speed figures. There has been a bit of money for Le Vagabond as well, who of course we know is a very useful hurdler and is capable of running well, you'd imagine, off a mark of 94 if connections have got him ready after a little bit of a break. But it's all about Song of Love. He's the consistent performer in the race. And around about the 9 or 2 mark this morning, once again, he looks a very solid each-way choice there in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and a very complex looking handicap indeed it is as well, over a mile and a half. Christie's Call certainly been knocking at the door of late. That run behind Legetti here certainly suggested that Gavin Cromwell's charge is about to strike sooner rather than later. But being his best form has been over a mile and a quarter mainly, he's passed over in favour of Free State, who ran a Herculean race from a bad draw on that particular night. He was in stall 14, and of course he knew up normally slowly away, which that meant he was towards the back of the field throughout that contest until turning for home, where he made rapid headway up the inside of the field, so much so that he got within a length or so of the front runners in the latter stages. So he's clearly that run deserves to be upgraded. He managed to win here as well. Three starts ago, when once again he came from the back of the field. So Gary Halpin will probably have to take his medicine early on and ride a white waiting race on this horse, but we do know he comes home very strong. So hopefully Free State can certainly run himself into a decent finishing position in that latter stages once again, and he's the each-way choice. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We've got one more podcast to do before the Cheltenham Festival, and that comes up, of course, on Sunday, where we're going to be taking a look at a 7-race card at Nace. So hopefully you'll tune in for that. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.